Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
All right, you can always get your submissions to us, WDJX.com, right there on the homepage.
Eddie wrote to us. He said, hey, how about calling my wife Mary with a phone tap? She used to be a teacher, but now she's a freelance writer.
Ah.
A lot of corporate things, research papers, stuff like that. I don't know if there's anything funny there at all.
Oh, probably not.
You guys are the experts. I'll leave it up to you.
Okay.
All righty.
Great. We'll take you up on that. Welcome, Mary, to your phone tap.
Hello?
Hi, yes. I'm calling about your ad in Craigslist. Is this Mary?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And I'm looking through your ad, and it says you help people with writing projects.
Mm-hmm. Right. Any writing assignments you've got, editing, business projects, you know, stuff like that.
Right. Okay. That sounds like what I'm looking for.
Okay. And what's your name?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Phil.
Okay. And you have a writing project that I can help you with, or is it something?
Yeah, well, it's sort of. I mean, do you know? I don't know. I mean, you do like creative writing, like romantic stuff, right?
Well, I've never written a romance novel or anything, and I'm not a ghostwriter. I help with shorter projects. Why don't you tell me what you're looking for, and I'll see if I can help you out.
Okay, well, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but I need someone to be my girlfriend.
No. That you're looking on the wrong section of Craigslist. I'm a writer.
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I need a writer. I really do. I mean, see, I broke up with my girlfriend a couple months ago, and she's already got engaged to another guy.
Whoa.
And so I just want her to think I have someone new in my life too, like a new girlfriend. So I just need you to write some, you know, like mushy Facebook posts pretending to be my hot new lady.
This is truly, I'm married and I,
oh no.
I don't really do.
No. You don't understand. It wouldn't be you. I mean, we'd put together like a fake profile and a fake name and picture. So all you have to do is like, you know, post some mushy stuff on my Facebook page as this other person.
Well, why can't you just do that yourself?
Oh no. I can't write romantic stuff like that. I just want to make Tracy jealous. You know, you're a writer. You can write creative romantic stuff, right?
Okay.
Oh, I mean, I can, I guess. It's just not what I usually do. I mean, like I said, I do corporate stuff.
Okay. So you can do it. All right. Well, wonderful. I've already found some pictures online that we'll use for your profile. We'll change your name. Sorry, Mary's not very sexy.
What?
Instead, I'll call you Lexi. That's sexy, right? Sexy Lexi?
I guess so. No. What's my part in this again?
Okay, so like a few times a day, just go on my Facebook page as Lexi and... You know, you write mushy, romantic stuff about us, like, oh, Phil, you were so awesome last night. I had a great time on our date. I mean, but, you know what I mean? Just make it a little bit more girly and fancy.
Wow.
Okay, I guess I could write something like that. That's actually kind of fun.
Oh, that's great. You'd be helping me out. I just know that it'll make Tracy jealous,
okay.
You know, when she sees all this stuff from Lexi on my Facebook. And, I mean... You got to understand, I just have to keep reading about her and this Andrew guy.
Okay, I could do that.
Oh, she's
yeah. So as the week goes on, you want the post to get more racy as your relationship with this Lexi person gets more intimate?
Oh. Oh, I see. That's why I need a real writer. I mean, you can talk about how, you know, great a lover I am and things like that. And I'll reply to your post like, ooh, you were great, too.
You know, I can help you with your post, too, like your responses.
Oh, you see, this is, you could write both sides.
It'd be like a little romance novel.
I love it. And here's the thing. I'm thinking maybe if this goes well, this could turn into like a long-term thing. We stretch it out over a few months. What do you say? Maybe we get engaged?
Oh, okay.
But this is just on Facebook, right?
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, and here's the thing. We get more and more serious on Facebook, and you'll write more lovey stuff.
Okay, but... Have you thought about kind of the way you want this all to go? Like, the direction you want it to go?
I mean, I guess it leads up to our engagement.
Okay, well, how's that going to work?
So I had this idea that I thought about. I mean, I know she listens to 99.7 DJX every morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll get Ben and Kelly to let me propose live on the radio.
To me?
Well, yeah, you. But you as Lexi. I mean, you sound great on the radio, Mary. In fact, you're on DJX right now.
Are you kidding me?
Mary,
I told you it was on the radio.
It's a phone tap.
Oh my! I know you guys. I listen to you guys all the time. It sounded totally real.
Oh my gosh, Mary! You were totally ready to be this guy's Facebook girlfriend. And your husband set this whole thing up too.
You guys, I can't believe I fell for this.
Welcome.
I feel like now Eddie is going to expect a certain level of mushy writings from her from now on. She was on board. She was ready to go.
She was ready to go.
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Let's launch this fake romance.
Skeptical at first, yeah. But you're like, you know what? I'm dialed in.
Yep. Now we have to pump the brakes, though, at the wedding.
That is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX.